Hey, how are you? I'm glad. Oh, yeah. I'm okay. No, it's not a bad time. It's nothing. Sorry. I just have a lot on my mind, that's all. Nah, it's okay. You already probably have a lot on your plate. I wouldn't want you to worry about my stuff, too. Alright. Fine. I know that you have been going through a hard time. You come to me and vent sometimes, and I want to say that I appreciate that you give me that responsibility. I like to know that you trust me enough to do that. Well, sorry, that's not everything. When I saw you that day, I told you briefly about how I felt. A part of me feels like you don't completely understand what I was telling you, though. Even though you understand that I care about you and I like you, it's I don't know what to say. Let me just say this. I know you can't just leave her, but I wonder every day why are you putting yourself through all of this? You don't deserve the treatment you are getting. So I've been thinking a lot about, like, what to say to you, so if I can, like, hear me out. I want to tell you word by word exactly what I would do for you if you were mine. I wrote it on my phone, so. Alright. I think I've said this before, that the words flow easily when I think about you, because you're my muse. But I've been noticing that they only flow easily when I'm not talking directly to you. And I believe that the reason for this is because there are just so many things to say. Finding the right words to say to you is the most difficult thing there is. I want to tell you so many things, but I bite my tongue in hopes that you might understand me still. A silent realization. I stare at you, hoping that my eyes give it away, but I find that you're not looking at me. Out of everything I wanted to tell you that day, the only thing that came out was basically, I understand and I will be here. What I really wanted to say was, I would do everything and anything for you. I would take the time to consider you. I would take the time to make sure the things I do don't affect you negatively. I would hold you and let you cry. I would do the things you do for me. I would cherish you. I would. I could. I want to. I can. I will. That is if you allowed me to. No, sorry, that's not everything. There's more. I've seen people come and go from your life. I've seen the way they treat you. Though I might not see everything, I feel it. I feel it in the way you act when you talk to me. I feel it in the tone of your voice. I feel it when you look at me and I see it in your eyes. And what I see makes my heart break. What I feel makes me cry. Of course, you never see me cry from that. I don't do it when you're around. Why? Because I don't want you to worry, silly. Now do me a favor and hush, so I can finish my speech. I'll start off by saying, I know I've not done these things for you before, and I guess what this last part of my speech is things that I would do and will do for you if you would let me. I know how tired you are after a long day at work, and even more so when you have other things to do after, that you force yourself to do them sometimes. I know all you want to do is unwind, to release the burdens of the day from your shoulders, from your chest, from your back. My hands can do that for you. With my palms, I would press. I would knead away the tension of the day. With my fingers, I would squeeze the ache out of your muscles. With my knuckles, I would dig the pressure out so that you can breathe. I know how hard it is to breathe. If what you want is a drink, I would fetch it. The top shelf stuff on a particularly bad day. For a bad day does not need to be finished off with cheap booze. If what you want is a meal, I would make it. But please join me in the kitchen and cook with me. If you want to sit on the counter and watch me, that's fine too. But peel this potato as you tell me how today was. Cut this carrot while you vent about your coworker. Stir the sauce while you tell me a bad joke you heard on the radio. Include me at the end of your day, for I missed you while we were living our lives, and I will do the same. If what you want is to sleep, let me sleep with you. I can be your pillow or the thing you hold on to. If I am the theme of your dreams, I want to be the motif. As long as those dreams are pleasant, for I do not wish to bring you nightmares. If what you want is space, then space I will provide. A simple hello and a kiss will suffice. Then go into the room and rest. But when it's time to eat, come and eat. Fill your senses with love. Feel the warmth that care provides. Reciprocation. For someone to try for once is all you asked for. I know what that feels like. Look, all I ask from you right now is to hear the words I'm saying to you and understand them. If we were to be together, our pasts don't need to be our futures. Our past relationships do not need to be burdens on our path. What we will carry from those relationships are lessons, and that will be it. Not the pain, not the sadness, just the knowledge. So please, if I do something wrong, let me know and I will not get angry. I want to know the perfect way to love you, so that I do not abuse the language of your love. We can work together. Molehills do not need to be mountains. Rivers do not need to be deep. If we want to fly, we can fly. If we want to run, we can run. But let us do it together. Well, that's all I had to say. Thanks for that. Oh, is she calling you now? I guess it is around that time. Alright, go. I'll talk to you later. Don't worry about me. I wasn't really expecting you to say much. It's fine. I'll see you later. Bye.